Let's go to the Caradio Newsline. Jordan Goodman is joining us right now. He's America's Money's answers man. Jordan, good morning. Thanks for joining us this morning. There's a number of things we're going to talk about. Where would you like to start? Because these are very interesting topics.
Well, Boeing is clearly a major subject here. The CEO pretty much was thrown out yesterday. Head of the commercial aircraft division was fired as well. The board is in tremendous turmoil, and this is, you know, the major manufacturer in the United States here, and it's just been all these errors and doors flying off and failing of all kinds of safety protocols. So this is a major disruption for the major manufacturer in the country.
Yeah, no question about it. Bitcoin is surging to records over $71,000, and gold also $2,200. Yeah, tell us about what the latest on both of those are.
Right. Well, both of them all-time record highs. Bitcoin 2 years ago was 16,000. Now it's 71,000. It's really had a huge move here. And gold over 2,200 is an all-time record high. People around the world are looking for a safe haven to put their money. All these governments have printed all this money for so many years. It's devaluing the currency, and people want a safe haven. And I think Bitcoin is seen as almost the same as gold as far as a safe haven. So I think that's going to continue. And also central banks around the world, in China and Germany and all kinds of places, are buying a huge amount of gold to back their currencies. So I think both of these trends are going to continue.
And I think the worst thing about gold is the commissions to get that. All right, the Treasury, speaking of money, record amounts of bonds to cover deficits. This is kind of interesting.
Yeah, well, the Treasury's just been issuing huge amounts, hundreds of billions of debt on a regular basis because we continue to have these deficits. It's about $27 trillion in the debts that we're now up to, and it's going to continue. I mean, we just kept the government open by having a budget last Friday night. We're going to be funded through September 30th, but we're just doing this by adding more and more debt, and as the old debt rolls over, it rolls over at a much higher rate. If we were issuing, say, 2 or 3 year debt 2 or 3 years ago at 2% and 3%, and it's now being rolled over at 4%, and that goes up even more, that adds to the deficit itself. The interest cost is going to be our largest expense. We're going to be paying $1 trillion in interest cost alone coming soon, which will be bigger than defense, Social Security, or anything else.
Very concerning. If you're a realtor or planning to make a home purchase, the real estate world has been rocked by these new changes involving the National Association of Realtors. Tell us about that.
So the NAR just paid a fine of $418 million for basically anti-competitive behavior, basically fixing commissions at 5 and 6%. And so as part of the settlement, they agreed to let that go. So now it's a free-for-all, basically. Every buyer and seller can negotiate what the commission rate is going to be with their realtor, and the end result is commissions are going to be a lot lower, maybe 2 or 3% instead of 5 or 6%, which really adds up on the price of homes these days. And I think the people are going to be most threatened are the buyer's agents, who in many cases probably are not going to get much commission at all, or 1 or 2%, something like that. So it's going to be changing the whole thing, and I think a lot of realtors are not going to be able to make it. Their income is going to go way down. If they're earning 2% instead of 6%, it's going to really crimp their income. So it's a huge change. Every year, there's about $100 billion in commissions that are paid on buying and selling homes. So that's going to go down, and that's going to hurt the realtors, although I think it's going to help the home buyers and sellers.
Yeah, that's interesting as well. It is great to catch up with you, Jordan. Always love talking about money and how it affects everybody. Thanks for the time today. We appreciate it.
All right. Thank you, Dan and Shannon.